Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This guy spent a lot of time over the past 7 months sitting at his kitchen table doing his Barstool Sports stuff and his Metal Midget show. You're still at the kitchen table now, right now, Jim. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm still there.
You still there? Okay.
It's my office.
I know it's your office, but I like the visual there of you sitting right there. But you've been doing some live shows. First of all, welcome. And how you been? Everything good?
I'm good. Look, when you're not married and you live in your house by yourself, right, you can use your kitchen as an office.
That's right. That's right.
That's when you know there's no woman in my life. That I can go, no, I'm just going to do it right in the kitchen.
Yeah, you do it right there.
Do you mind that everything is done out of the house? Wouldn't you like to escape? Well, you're getting to escape this weekend, aren't you?
Well, you're doing some live shows.
But doing everything out of your house, does that get old after how long?
Definitely. I feel more creative when I'm in a studio,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
when I'm out. You know, you just kind of, it's lazy. You don't even have to get, you don't have to shower, you don't have to brush your teeth, you just go up and do something. I'd rather be out and... Yeah, but, you know, for the time being, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, exactly. I would think it would be hard to get in the mindset of a performer when you're sitting at your kitchen table. But, you know, I've seen your stuff on Twitter, and you pull it off.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have a change of pace. We're fortunate to go in the studio every day because I couldn't do this from home all the time.
We still don't shower or brush our teeth. What's the difference?
Right. You've been here before. You're right.
Yeah, I know. I've been in there before.
Jim, you and Jameson are doing it. This is, you're actually going to be at a club, but people outside the club can see it. Is that right? Is that how it's working?
No, it's a little. It's a theater in Maine.
Got it.
They're going to have 50 people in the audience.
Got
I think it holds like 200, so 25%. 50, so we're performing in front of a live crowd, and we're live streaming it like a pay-per-view.
Oh, that's cool. So why Maine? That's very cool, but why Maine?
Yeah, and why a gun quit
This theater
Maine?
Set up. Yeah, I know. Well, because Maine has a little less restrictions than other states around New Jersey.
Got it.
As far as audience, we want to do it in front of an audience, and this theater is set up for a streaming thing. There's not a lot of them that are. Where,
oh,
you know, three or four cameras in there or whatever. So
how do you pronounce the name of this?
We picked there.
How do you pronounce the name of this town?
A gun quit.
A gun quit, Maine. I've never been there before. I've only done one show in Maine in my whole life. But it's like an hour outside of Boston. So
okay, right. It's right there.
$20 a show, available at watchlivenow.com. This is Saturday.
Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I know the Tyson fight is on later that night, but our show is over by 8:30 Eastern time, so it's like an hour and a half show.
Yours is also cheaper. You know, that Tyson fight's like $50, I believe.
And you can DVR the Tyson fight.
Yeah, all right. But you're right, it's later. It'll be later, though. You'll be done by then.
Yeah, the Tyson fight won't go off till like 11 o'clock, usually the main event.
Did you have the show planned before the Tyson fight?
Yeah, we did, and then I realized it was the same night. My nephew told me, he goes, yeah, I'm going to watch both. I go, what do you mean? He goes, oh, the Tyson fight's the same night. I'm like, oh, man.
There's room for you both.
I think there's going to be a lot of hype. Like, I think people aren't really talking about the Tyson fight, but I think by Friday, people go, all right, what are we going to do this weekend? You know, everyone's kind of back and stuck inside, so
yeah.
I think that's going to be big.
Well,
the Tyson fight.
But I think it will be, too, but I also think this will be cool. So you can be the matinee.
We're the undercard.
Undercard, right. Jim Florentine and Don Jameson, very funny comedians, and then flip it over to watch two old guys fight, as opposed to two old guys doing comedy. And like I say,
I hear that like they're using these big gloves, and that there's going
to
be...
That's what I wanted to know. Is it big gloves? Is it?
Yeah, it's big gloves, and if the ref wants to just stop the fight, they're going to stop it. Like it's not—I don't know—it's going to be kind of like an exhibition. So
we were told
somebody's right. Going to bitch about that, Cash.
There's no headgear, right?
I hope there's.
I don't know if there
that?
Is.
You mean at the comedy show?
Well, no, because Jameson could take a punch.
Have you guys ever fought, you and Don? Not physically, but you ever been pissed at each other?
Like philosophical differences?
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think of what, but yeah, I'd probably say yes.
Probably something over something.
He's more level-headed and business-minded than me. I'm more, no. He's like, we have to do, like, I think when we're on that metal show,
all right.
He's like, look, we have to meet him halfway with these producers. I'm like, no, this isn't funny. I'm not putting this on TV. This is embarrassing.
Oh, I got it.
So, you know, he was in TV before, so he knows how it works. He's like, all right, listen, we got to just, you know, figure something out. So, yeah, I think that's where we've you know, bashed heads before.
And how do you win those battles? Or do you just compromise?
I remember like the second season, the head of VH1 came in the dressing room before a show. She goes, listen, I'm going to have to fire you two if you guys don't start playing along with the producer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with these comedy bits. I'm like, look, they're not. I remember they wanted to put like a Tweety Bird like in one of the bits, like, you know, like some guy got hit in the head in one of the. I'm like, nobody wants to see this on that metal show. We have Steve Harris from Iron Maiden here. They want to hear him talk. They don't want to see a Tweety Bird.
See, that's a convincing argument. Were you able say, hey, yeah, well, were you able to convince him that, no, maybe we shouldn't do that? We should go with,
because they weren't in the metal. I go, you don't understand. Steve Harris barely does any interviews. I go, we got him on the show. I'm a metalhead. If I was home, I would be like, all right, I know these guys are comedians. Well, right. I want to hear what Steve Harris has to say.
I'm with you on that.
I go, I'm thinking of the viewer at home.
Yeah, that's where you should be. Because if it's not funny, it's not funny. And the producers don't know. Well, you guys are pros. I get it. Is there any more traction? I hate to even ask it because you still mess with Trunk on your social media. You still mess with him. But, I mean, but once in a while, he actually mentions somebody. So is he messing with you guys back, that people were interested in that metal show?
Let me emphasize, Trunk. You said Trunk. With a K.
Yeah.
With an NK.
Yeah. Eddie Trunk, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there was definitely some interest before the coronavirus hit.
Yeah.
There definitely was some different people were definitely, Barstool was interested. That's why I signed with them.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, they wanted to bring it back. They wanted me to start the podcast there and then eventually bring it back because Dave Portnoy was a big fan. He wasn't even a big metalhead, Dave, but he just goes, I would be on JetBlue flights and that show was on constantly.
Yeah.
He goes, and I'm not a big metalhead. He goes, but I was fascinated. He goes, first of all, it looked like crap, which I loved. I don't think it needs to look. He goes, it looked like crap, but I was just, I didn't even know too much about these bands, but it was just fascinating to me.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Although I like music and I like metal, I can see how people would just watch that and go, it's fascinating that people find this fascinating, that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, and plus they didn't shoot it in HD. Like, we were the last show ever that was not in HD, and they thought it was funny. So we were all stretched out on the show, so it looked all weird. People would meet us in person. They'd go, are you sick? What's going on?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you had any live gigs at all, Jim?
This Saturday will be my last one till probably February or March. I got nothing scheduled after this. Everything's getting canceled, which I understand. I mean, we were doing a lot of outdoor stuff on the East Coast while the weather was still nice.
Yeah.
A couple of indoor shows with like 40 people. But this is the last one for a while. And then I'll figure it out. You know, I'll take a couple months off. Like, you know, I'm used to it.
Yeah, at this point. I mean, now, what's it like playing? Our buddy Nick Allen, who's a comedian in town here, he's on the show with us right now. But he'd been doing Colleen's has the Funny Bone open. And what is it, about 100 a show when it's crowded?
110's a sellout now.
110's a sellout. So you're going to be doing this thing. And now you're going to be playing in Maine, also knowing Saturday night that thousands will hopefully be watching you on the live stream. Will that just give you more incentive, although you're only talking to 50 people?
Definitely, yeah, because this is going to be my next comedy special, too.
Got it. Okay. All right.
So it's multi-purpose.
So it'll be released, you know, probably in a month or two after this pay-per-view thing's over. This is definitely, and it's one shot. Like, usually with a comedy special, you do two shows in one night, and then you cut it between the two of them, pick out the best stuff. This is just one and done, so whatever happens, happens.
One take.
Is it all a bunch of new stuff from Jim Florentine?
Yeah, it's all new from my last special.
Excellent. Cool. A lot of COVID stuff?
A little bit. Yeah. Not too much. Because I've been doing shows, and, you know, there's four other comics on, and they all talk about coronavirus. By the time I get on, I'm like, all right, well, let me just, you know, talk about what they just talked about. But I got a couple minutes up front, and then I just move on.
All right, cool. That'd be great.
Yeah. Right. Your radio stuff, you do that from home?
Yeah, I do the radio stuff. I do the podcast.
Does your kid walk in when you're doing it and say, hey, what's up? Oh, damn, I got to retape this.
I was doing a podcast the other day, and I was making fun of these bad songs that they play in, like, supermarkets that you have to listen to, you know, especially the 80s songs.
Right.
And some guy sent an email about Jason Mraz, that guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah. That's right.
And there was that one song. I don't know what it is. Happy or something, or
I don't know. He's brutal.
Whatever it is, it's brutal.
I guess.
I'm Yours. Yeah. And I never heard it before. Some guy goes, "You got to listen to this. Give it 15 seconds. See how much." Yeah. So I had it playing. I was just doing research, and my son walked into the kitchen. He goes, "Dad, what the F are you listening to?"
You raised him right. You raised him right.
Those exact words. Dad, what the F are you listening to?
And your son's how old now?
10.
That's excellent.
It's also a great question. What are you listening to right now? Because you like the cool rock music. You finally said Greta Van Fleet is cool, and Tyler started listening to Greta Van Fleet.
Yep.
He kind of pays attention to what you think is cool. So what's new and what's cool out there in the world of rock and roll?
You know, I found this band, someone said, South of Eden, they're called.
All right.
Not bad. It's kind of like a Zep. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a good hard rock band. They're out of Ohio.
Okay.
They got like a couple of EPs out South of Eden. And I like the new Wolfie song.
Yeah, I do too.
Van Halen song, Distance.
I do too. Have you ever met him?
No, never met him.
Okay, yeah. Because he seems like a good guy. He
seems like a good kid, man. Yeah, he's really attached to his dad.
Yeah,
it's so sad. You know, especially now that his song is number one on rock radio. And his dad, he's like, "Man, I wish my dad was here to see it."
Yeah, it is a cool song. We played a little bit the other day. It's tough to listen to, but it's a good song. Don Jameson.
The video. Did you see the video to that song?
Since I lost my dad back this summer, I can't watch it right now. But everybody tells me it's really, really good.
No, it's pretty heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And, it is.
Yeah, I'll eventually get the chance to watch that. Don Jameson and Jim Florentine. Florentine's with us right now. He's also taping his new special, but you can watch it live this weekend. Is it Saturday night?
Saturday, 9:30 Eastern time, so it'd be 8:30.
No, it's actually 7 p.m. Eastern, so 6 p.m. Mountain. On watchlivenow.com. It's an hour and a half comedy special, me and Don Jameson.
$20.
$20 to follow Jim on Twitter. It's at Mr. Jim Florentine. Jim, always good, man. Can't wait to see you in person again, man. You stay safe.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I can't wait to get out there. I know Colleen just recently opened the club, so we'll get there at some point.
All right. Well, have some good holidays if we don't talk to you before.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right. What the F are you listening to?
That's awesome. For 15 seconds.
Exactly. Oh, all right.
Well, at least the kid cares enough to ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, and that's what you should ask.
Dad, this is out of character
Jason
for you.
Jason Mraz, well, that stuff's
horrible.
He's
cranking Jason Mraz.
That's brutal. That's brutal stuff.
The proper response is, what the F are you listening to?
Yeah. I like that one of the things that might bring the metal show back is just that it looked like crap.
It was so bad.
It's like, you know what I always liked about that?
It looked like crap.
The first time I tuned into it, I thought, well, how old is this? And it was a new show.
Right.
But it was like the only thing on the air that was in standard def at the time.
Yeah. He's right. It was like the last show ever to use standard def cameras.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Even small market TV news had invested in high def cameras by then.
Exactly.